Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
National championship game tomorrow in New Orleans. Two postseason games in the NFL today as we get down to the final four. San Francisco waits for the winner of the Seattle Seahawks-Green Bay game later today, and the early game will be Houston and Kansas City. Kansas City wins. They would host the AFC title game, and the Titans would be waiting for them. Very dangerous Titans would be waiting for them. Kevin McGuire not only is one of the premier, I think, college football opinionators on social media, but he also makes cheese soup. Did I see you on social media making cheese soup?
Yeah.
What is cheese? I don't even know what cheese soup. I know what French onion soup is. I honestly had never heard of cheese soup. What is cheese soup?
I'll have to give you the recipe. It's really just.
Don't bother because I can't cook. I can't cook.
Oh, okay. Well, I can give the recipe to someone else. They can cook it for you, or I can cook it for you. Sometime.
There we go.
I'll make sure you get a chance to taste it. But it's a good little family recipe. It's good for cold weather, of course. So I made it when it was about 60 degrees yesterday. So.
Is it thick?
What could draw?
Is it thick? Is it like a gumbo type of thing? When I hear cheese soup, I'm thinking that it's something that's thick.
Yeah, it's a little thick. It's not very thin unless you make it wrong, which sometimes I do. It depends on how much cheese you put in. Really.
All right, there's no cheese factor in the national championship game tomorrow night. But I couldn't help but think earlier today, and I'm going to probably make the mistake again, that even with the great assistance on both sides of the ball, that the administrators of both of these teams, I have to give an edge to Dabo Swinney. Am I underestimating Ed Orgeron once again in a chess match that would maybe be between the two head coaches? And how much of the games will these two actually control?
Yeah, I don't know if you can really underestimate Ed Orgeron in this matchup because, I mean, you're talking about Dabo Swinney, who's obviously a very well-accomplished coach at this level, has won a couple of national championships, and it's because of the help he has on his staff. He's got a brilliant assistant coaching staff, and not to say that LSU doesn't, but, I mean, you know, if you're picking and choosing here, you probably give a slight edge schematically to Clemson, but it's pretty darn close as far as I'm concerned because these assistants are really good on both sides.
It's the when Ed Orgeron was hired, I'm a fool. I raised my hand. I was like, that's not a guy that I would hire to be my CEO. Why has he been so successful, Kevin? And has it been the change of the offense and turning the keys over to somebody to open things up from what his normal style was?
Well, first of all, I'm raising my hand with you. I was wrong with that point, too. But I think what we have seen now is, you know, he's been willing to allow his assistants to kind of run a few more things and delegate a little bit more. And I think that's a sign of a good, successful head coach. I mean, obviously you have to be the guy that makes the ultimate decisions, but you know, one of those decisions is letting your assistants control how much of the game plan and how much are they going to call the shots. So I think having trust in your assistants is a very key factor in his success here and the willingness to kind of change and break some of the mold that has really been a part of your profile for so long. I mean, who would have thought that LSU would be the team that brings in a guy that's going to run a pass-heavy offense the way that they have this year? So I think there's something to be said about kind of going against the grain a little bit with some of your traditional schematics, the way you coach the game. And I think that's a big reason why we're talking about LSU right now.
Kevin, when everybody is just giving, and I've heard guys that I respect that cover college football that are just giving the check mark in the quarterback column to Joe Burrow, and he's had a tremendous year. But are people being too short-sighted? I mean, is Trevor Lawrence ever on the field the worst quarterback on the field in a game that he plays?
It's not very often, and I don't know if it's necessarily a slam dunk that Joe Burrow is the clear winner here. Obviously, Joe Burrow has had a fantastic season. I'm not going to take anything away. And this is just one of those things that's almost like a push to me because, first of all, we've seen Trevor Lawrence be one of the best players out there. Obviously, he didn't win the Heisman Trophy, but you know what? We saw what he did against Alabama last year in the national championship. The kid just rises to the occasion when the moment is brightest. And yeah, he got off to a slow start against Ohio State, but what happened after that? He led the team to a big victory in that Fiesta Bowl to get to this stage, and I don't anticipate that he's going to have a bad game either. So, it's just one of those things. It's so close. That's what makes this game so interesting to me, because it's even on a lot of levels, and I think quarterback play is going to be one of them.
Did 16 days off benefit either one of these teams?
I don't think so. Clemson's coming off of probably the more physical game, but again, with that layoff, I don't know if that really is a factor here. I know one thing, and we've seen Clemson in this pattern before, so Dabo knows how to get through that little bit of a layoff and the extra time off if needed. Maybe that's a question mark about LSU and how they handle it. But ultimately, when push comes to shove, I think maybe it gets off to a little bit of a slow start tomorrow night. But yeah, I think once the game gets going, I don't think there's going to be much of a concern about the layoff.
The which defense do you think is better suited to shut down the other opposing team's quarterback and their skill set?
Well, shut down, I don't know if either defense is going to be capable
of
doing
that. How about contain?
But, slowing down. And I think I might have a little bit more faith in Clemson's defense. I know, they obviously haven't really been tested for the majority of the season, really,
sure,
until they played Ohio State. But I think, overall, I think defensively, I give a slight nod to Clemson. Although LSU has had that defensive question mark pretty much all season long, but I feel like they've turned it up a little bit down the stretch when they really needed to with the SEC title game and obviously against Oklahoma. I think they did some good things there too. So I'm still going to lean towards Clemson in that factor right there.
Yeah, I give the edge defensively to Clemson also. And offensively, I think LSU slightly better. Maybe because of the competition they played and everything. But to me, this is a great matchup. Is this the best national championship game of the six? I think it's hands down the best. But you've studied this stuff a lot closer than I ever have.
I think it's very even. I think a couple of these Clemson-Alabama games before last season, I think we're probably right up there. But I think going into this game, I really feel like this is probably the most evenly paired up matchup we've seen in the playoff. And I think that's a great way to finish off, because I think this has been the best playoff we've had. As far as the field has been concerned, I think this is the deepest field we've had in obviously still kind of a short period of time. But I feel like this has been the best playoff from 1-4, or certainly 1-3. And I think getting a chance to end it with the matchup that we were going to have with the Heisman Trophy winner, the defending national champions with a 29-game winning streak. There's so much in play here. I think it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Because of Joe Burrow being such a big part of what LSU's done, do you see this as a potential to be a one-and-done type situation for LSU where they don't have something that's really sustainable? Because I wonder about that. I see Clemson as the total sustainable brand. I wonder about LSU.
I do too, and I think the fact that Joe Burrow has had a historically great season the way that he has, when he moves on, you got to figure out a way to plug someone else in there. And I don't know if LSU is ready to do just that. Alabama has spent years recruiting at such a high level, and LSU has been a good recruiting school too, but I don't know if they've necessarily had the kind of playmakers that they're going to need to have this kind of success year in and year out. Maybe this is a big step forward for them. We'll see. Maybe this helps with the quarterback recruiting at LSU. How long does Joe Brady end up staying there as the offensive coordinator? That could be huge too. So there's a few factors here that I've got some questions about for LSU as far as sustained success. I think this is a huge step forward for him. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens after the season.
I just retweeted him. Follow Kevin McGuire on Twitter. I know I do. And he gets into intelligent debate with people and sometimes unintelligent debate, too, which is good, too. So he'll interact with you and share his thoughts. And he links to all of his work, which is all over the place. I mean, you are ubiquitous, man. I'll tell you that much. Everywhere. Love it.
Got to stay busy.
There you go, buddy. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.